Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Hello? I'm here.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. So what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Amla, and I'm from Connecticut. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for calling in. Did you have a question about music, mediumship, music and mediumship, just something you wanted to ask Lisa?
Yeah, I actually have a question. Can I ask an intuitive question?
I don't know that we're actually doing that today.
It's not a mediumship.
Okay.
It's okay if you can't. It's okay if you prefer not to.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why not? Let's go for it.
Okay. Well, it was just basically a relationship question. Do you feel or sense me meeting somebody soon?
Oh, okay. So this is, first of all, because we were just joking about this and how it's very, very difficult to engage with people while we're in a pandemic.
Yeah.
So you and what's funny is, because this is another topic that Lisa's been working on just a little bit behind the scenes, where so what are you doing then to kind of put it out there to the universe?
Oh, sure. I'm actually, you know, I'm a writer, so I'm like involved with all these book groups and actually through social media, I'm meeting people that way. So, you know, it's interesting meeting different types of, just different groups and different people. It's not like I'm, you know, crazily, you know, looking for it. It's just a matter of like, I like it to happen naturally. I don't want it crazy, you know? Yeah.
Well, you don't want to swipe left.
It's a bit like going from natural mediumship to trained mediumship. It's
It's okay. You know what? I understand. I wish you the best. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I'll listen to the show more. Thank you.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. So actually what I meant by that was, you know, when we, you know, I respect that she doesn't want to force it.
Yeah. And you know what? And I think this is one of the things that, you know, we're on Lilydale Radio. And I think this is something that I always had to, when I was involved in Lilydale quite heavily, and you and I were, I always had to educate people that, as now, obviously I'm not a medium at Lilydale, so my work is completely different.
Right.
But as a medium in Lilydale, you're actually not allowed to do the psychic predictions and the intuitive work.
Yeah.
Because this is all about the communication and to understand that the continuation of life, you know, there is no death. No one dies in Lilydale.
Yes.
And so it is, I think that's where, you know, and I could see you struggling. And I was like,
how do I put this together in
a
way?
How do I put this right? So Lisa Williams will put it, because she has nothing. She just lives there. you know, and it's a very hard thing. I know, because I've had so many people say to me, and people said, I'm coming to Lilydale,
right.
I want a reading, who do right. I go to? And I say, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
And that's my first thing that I ask, and they say, well, you know, it'd be nice to communicate with my mom, but I need her to tell me about my boyfriend. I'm like, so let me tell you something about the mediums in Lilydale.
Right.
It is not about a prediction. They're not going to read cards, although you read tea leaves and you do a coffee reading, which is an amazing course that Celeste, she doesn't do it in her practice, but she
right.
does because she gave me one. However, but you're not allowed to.
Right.
You're not allowed to. And that's one of the things that I always say to people. If you're coming to Lilydale, please know what you're coming for.
Right.
Don't expect it. If you want to have that prediction type of thing, you're actually going to be disappointed because it is, no, if spirit starts telling you about
right.
the boyfriend,
and that's
a whole other journey.
That's
right. a whole other thing. But it's very, it's that fine line and it's that balance. And I could see you like, ooh, kind of having that moment there with this. So I'm just speaking, and because I can, because
yeah.
I am, you know, you're associated through the Lilydale radio
right.
show, but, you know.
Yeah. No, actually, yeah. that was kind of the perfect answer. What I was trying to get to with her was all of the ways in which she can kind of put that energy out there.
Mm-hmm.
In order to manifest, just like we talked about when you said, you know, okay, God, use me as your conduit. It's
yeah.
like, okay, God, gift me with this, you know, with this good relationship, you know, with a partner, with, you know, but again, you got to know what you want, right?
Well, that's actually interesting. So my now husband, I turned around to spirit and I said, I need something. I need someone. I do so much for you. I need someone to support me. And I remember, you know, I was exhausted after a class. I was in LA and I sat on the floor and head in my hands. And then spirit took me from LA.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, brought me to Lilydale, and I moved from LA to Lilydale in the middle of winter. Who does that? You know, all of a sudden my house went, everything went. Charlie just wanted to move, and I'm like, this is just weird. And I seriously, 3 months later, I was face to face with my now husband, although we were friends,
right?
And he introduced me to this, you know, I was introduced to him through the guy I was dating. Ironically, we went skiing on Valentine's Day, and I was so annoyed that this guy had invited this other person.
Yeah.
Well, that other person happens to be now my husband. But it was as though spirit was saying, well, you asked, we're just going to put you in a situation. And so, again, you have to be open. You have to be ready for it. Because I wrote down this whole list of things that I wanted in a person. And he was standing right in front of me.
Right.
And then 9 months later, it took 9 months, obviously. It was like a pregnancy. It took 9 months before we even went into a relationship. And now, you know, 5 years later, we're married and everything else. But I really feel like if you ask spirit, if you say to spirit, hey, I am ready.
Mm-hmm.
You may think you're ready, but spirit's going, yeah, okay. And really, mm-hmm. it's about you surrendering to that thing, because spirit has a plan. God has a plan. We all have this plan. And knowing and just having faith and faith in that surrender process.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always turned to, is I've always said, spirit, I know you're going to show me where I need to go. And even in the most
yeah.
hurtful situations and hard situations, I always have to trust that spirit has my back.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think through the pandemic especially, people have found their world like doors closing that they would have expected to always be open.
Yeah.
They found, you know, things that gave them that sense of stability, that it's, you know, shifted under their, they found something else entirely. It's
yeah.
given them, you know, my favorite conspiracy is the universe is always working in our favor. So spirit kind of takes us by the hand and says, you know what, that's okay. We're going to make lemonade out of this.
Yes.
This is going to be great. You're going to see, you know, and it's like they will try to lead us very gently. And sometimes they just uproot us and it's a, you know, and it's a lot, but then they put us right where we need to be. So,
and you know, I fought it. I'm like, I don't want to leave LA. I mean, I'm leaving 70 degree heat and there is 2 foot of snow in Lilydale. This is not something that Lisa Williams wants to do right now. this is something I don't want to do. And it's and it was almost as though, you know what? You're going to make the most out of it. So it turned literally lemons into lemonade. So I thought, I'm going to learn to ski. Well, we both know how that goes, don't we, Celeste?
Well,
anyway.
I'll just say that you're much better at it than I am.
And tell a story. Last time I saw Celeste on a ski slope, I think I just saw her skis in the air. That was the last time I saw her.
Yes, I was doing exceptionally well, and then I came towards the bottom, and I went to, you know, try to slow down, because that's an important part of skiing when you get to the bottom of the hill, not just keep going. And one ski went over the other, and then,
She toppled.
But I think that it was an award-winning topple.
It was an award-winning topple.
Yes.
I don't think I came down that ski slope so fast. Oh, my God, what's going on?
I think that was my first time on skis in well over a decade.
Yeah, you said it was.
Yes. I come from a family of champion skiers. I just don't happen to be in the branch of family that are champion skiers. I learned on the bunny slope on school field trips.
Living in Western New York, you actually have to embrace the snow.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had snowmobile before, but I tried snowmobile. And a tree just suddenly just jumped out at me. It jumped out, danced in front of me and went, hit me, I'm going to love you. And so I did. And I hit this tree. I'm crying. I'm like, oh, my God. My husband comes back and he just looks at me, shakes his head. He's like, you were going 18 miles an hour, Lisa. It's not like you were going fast. I don't want to do this. So he took me home. I think he was so pleased. And actually, secretly, I was saying, so here's the thing. Guys, this is how spirit works. I'm all the way through, and it happened on my motorcycle. So again, I'll tell you this, and I've got a headset. So Chris and I were on our things, and I'm trying to get past this thing, and I'm like, okay, spirit, have my back, and because I don't like overtaking big trucks, spirit has my back, and all I'm hearing is my headset is going, spirit is not going to listen to you right now. Just get past that truck. I'm going to be okay. And I revert now. I'm like, this is going to keep me safe.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I was actually saying that at the same time as I was snowmobiling. So it was actually really quite funny.
So you could have used some calming music at that time. Just,
I could have done.
You know, but not meditation per se. We don't want to meditate while we're driving. But
sometimes singing will sometimes pivot me out of things that were going on. And you might have actually had that. And this is what I actually say to people. If ever you're having these moments where you are completely in your head about something, you know, maybe you've, you know, a job situation has come up, or, you know, a relationship situation, and you've got it in your head and it's renting space in your head. You know that time where it's renting space in your head?
Yeah.
Then there's times where I will be in that moment, and then I'll start singing a song. And it's always the same song that I'll start singing. But that song has a way of pivoting you out of the mindset that you're in and bring you back into the present. And I always find that it has to be a spiritually uplifting song, or it has to be something, it can't be about, you know, boyfriend leaving you or something like that.
Yeah.
But I always, my song is I Can Only Imagine. And it's about seeing God, and it's about being in front of God when you at the end of your life, and knowing that there is something on the other side.
Right.
And that is the one song that I will sing, and it the vibration of the song that just turns my energy and brings me back into that peace. And I may sing it in my head, I may sing it out loud in the shower wherever I am, but it will bring us back. And I feel like we always have to, especially when it comes to mediumship or when it comes to spirit, we are becoming the vibration of what we listen to.
Right.
Everything that we take on, everything that we are aware of, or we, you know, we're in front of, becomes part of our brain's training.
Yeah.
And so the neuroplasticity within our brain will start changing and morphing to what we're watching.
Right.
You know, you watch 90 Day Fiancé, then, you know, if you binge watch 90 Day Fiancé, guess what? You're going to have some issues. I'm not saying you're going to have relationship issues, but there might be some stuff going on.
Right.
And because what we're doing is our brain is starting to be conditioned to that. So I always refer back to music. So ensure that your playlist is really positive. So, you know, you really want to have positive, you know, like Cameron Drucker and real, real positive, uplifting songs. Yeah. Because what we're focusing the brain, and we're turning the brain, and we're really training it to have that positivity. And the previous caller, when she was talking about relationships, when I was doing, when I was really on a serious mission to meet my person, I did nothing but listen to country music, and I listened to all of these guys falling in love with their women. And it gave me faith. Now, listen, I mean, not all country music is like that. Sometimes, obviously, we know sometimes country music isn't. Let's face facts. But I created a playlist that was all positive. And I created a playlist, and that became my mantra, and that's all I listened to. And then if I want to change certain vibrations and different things that was going on, I will have this playlist. So it's about really analyzing, what is it that you're listening to? What is it that you're attracting? What is it that you're watching? And allowing this playlist to completely turn your brain, to think about it, to allow spirit to say, okay, I'm ready for it. I'm now going to train my brain. But you guys have to be listening to me at the same time. And so we have to work towards these things.
Yes.
And And music is one of the biggest ways, because we are able to create, you know, we're able to listen to a piece of music that will bring emotion to us that we can't explain.
Right.
It's as though music is giving us the emotion that we just can't put into words.
Right, exactly.
That's all it is.
And I'm very, you know, this is not the first time that I've talked with somebody about using music as a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was a
question about from someone about whether you were doing chants, whether you were doing music, or whether you were doing and actually, by the way, there is somebody here that is advertising their own mediumship services on Facebook.
Yeah, they do that.
And not cool, guys. Don't do that.
This is the Celeste Elliott Show, by the way.
technically, Wake Up to Spirit, but I'm just saying. So there's I find it very interesting. I go back to, because tone has vibration, right?
Correct.
Every note has a vibration, and that creates that energy. It helps to shift where we are, and it also shifts what we're attracting. So when you were making that your vibration, I understand that. That's how, you know, so what the vibration that you're seeking is what's seeking you. Right.
Correct.
So,
and the, you know, the word om.
Yeah.
So if we look at the word om, it has all the sounds of the universe in. And so I'm going to give you a little technicality here, okay? So there's several different things that go into the word Om. And to actually feel the word Om, you have to feel the vibration.
Yeah.
Now, you can do it with a very, very rigid muscular area around your jaw and your voice, and you can be very and you don't have the vibration with it. And I've worked this out because I was doing a lot of voice rehabilitation. The person I've been working with, the therapist, has said that if you don't feel the vibration come out and the vibration around your lips, your nose, you're actually holding a lot of energy in.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you're speaking my language right now. But it was so interesting because when we look at Om and we're feeling the vibration that comes through, whatever note, whatever tone you want to do it at, you should always feel the vibration. It encompasses all the sounds of the universe.
Mm.
And actually, that's one of the reasons why Barry and I took our first album and we called it A Journey Home. So instead, within there of me chanting the word Om, I was chanting Home, which still has the O-M.
Yeah.
The Om in it. And so our music is very much, there's a lot of toning,
mm-hmm.
which is, you'll hear a lot of tones that will go through it. There's definitely a lot of chanting, which is something that we're working on as well. We're working on new music. There is a guided meditation, but again, it's the freedom of the voice, the resonance that comes through, and allowing the resonance to really come through and feeling the vibration throughout it. So there's a science to it, but if you forget the science, it's actually also quite fun as well.
Yeah.
The science is fun if you've got one of those brains like I have.
Well, there you go. I love it. So, and of course, you know that I wanted to be a Gregorian monk.
No way.
Yeah, but I never got the chance. That was a bad pun.
That was a bad joke.
That was a bad joke.
That was a bad joke, but I had no idea because I'm trying to, I'm like...
No, I just I'm well known for my puns and side eye humor.
Yes, you are.
I amuse myself, that's all that matters. It's all good.
I crashed it down on ski slopes.
Yes. Although I am quite good at snowshoeing, which is some days how I get to the post office. So,
and I'm in Lilydale.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm out there with my poles. So, we are actually at this point coming to a close with the show, but I wanted to thank you again so much for being willing to come on today.
Of course.
And you know, liven up our lives, as it were.
I don't know whether I liven up the lives, but, you know, I try to, I think really it's about trying to come into the world in a different approach, trying to be, you know, positive, having that happy vibration. Laughter is also music. And I always say laughter is the freedom of the soul. So whatever we can do just to enlighten the energy, laugh, sing, dance, it's all part of raising that vibration.
Yeah. So remember, the next time you're feeling down and you're alone in the house, surrender it and sing a little song. Put on some music. Do what you got to do. And know that the universe is conspiring in your favor. So, okay. Thank you so much. So for everybody who is keyed up to know about the Lilydale Summer Program, the brochure is at the printers as we speak, and I don't know when they're releasing the website for everybody to know, you know, who's in the catalog this summer, but I will be teaching visual mediumship, and there are lots of cool people coming. I'm certain of it. And do check out the other Lilydale Blog Talk radio shows. And by the way, I'm doing a fundraiser on Sunday night. for the Lilydale Women's Day event committee. Very cool bunch of ladies, because at least I think, you know, we like each other. So it is a meditation to meet your spirit loved ones. It is not me doing public mediumship. It's me leading you through so that you can do it. And that'll be a good time. But check out all the classes and events for March at lilydaleassembly.org/learn. So, okay. Until next time, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes. And let's see if I can get the music to play like it's supposed to. Maybe not. Okay. So we'll just close out.
Oh my gosh.